Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Beth Olson, and she, of course, heads up the Cass County Public Health. Good morning to you, Beth.
Good morning, LaVon. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm just happy that we could visit. You know, yesterday we were supposed to go to Des Moines and attend a pretty important function, and nobody will be surprised to know that we didn't go because, Beth, you didn't want to drive.
I didn't, LaVon. Gosh, a van full of seven people headed to Des Moines on I-80 sounded a little scary to me with the winds and blowing snow. I didn't think it was the safest choice.
And, of course, people were coming from all over the state to this event to learn about the awards given for Healthy Hometown. And I don't think we're the only ones who decided to stay home. So it'll be interesting to hear all the results. Healthy Hometown. You know, Beth, we were visiting with somebody who'd seen the article in the paper, and they said, well, you know, Atlantic and Cass County, it's not a whole lot healthier maybe than some other places. We have people who are ill, who have diseases. And I said, well, no, wait a minute. Let's talk about what Healthy Hometown really means.
Yes. And so this application was for the Healthy Hometown Community Award, which was powered by Wellmark. And we were a finalist for the Healthiest State Initiative Award. So it was kind of a branch of the Healthiest State Initiative. And this award was really looking at what we've done here in Cass County from July of 2017 to June of 2018. So last year, what we've done to improve the health of our residents in Cass County. So if you look it on paper and look at some of the statistics, we might not be the healthiest county in the state of Iowa, but we're doing a lot of really great things and making a lot of strides for healthier citizens. And health just isn't about weight and numbers. There's a lot of things to health. There's physical well-being, of course, but also mental and spiritual well-being as well.
And some of this, it sort of sounds like to me, if people remember Blue Zones, when we applied for Blue Zones and all that, it's sort of related to that because, as you say, it's the bigger picture of health, relationships and opportunities in the community and so on. And, you know, sometimes people don't know everything that's available. I guess that's probably true of all of us because we sort of focus on our lives.
Absolutely, LaVon, and you nailed it saying that. It's really similar to the Blue Zones kind of overarching theories. And they had three categories to choose from. And then within those categories, there were tactics. And there was over 100 tactics total for us to look at. And, you know, as we started filling out the application, we thought, man, Cass County could look pretty good on paper if somebody sat down and filled this out. We have a lot of great things going on here. And those kind of three overarching categories are eat well, move more, and feel better.
And you had to select one of those to report in?
You had to submit at least four what they called tactics. So, and they were tactics within those three overarching categories. So we just submitted four of what we felt were our strongest categories. And that was all, like I said, based on what we'd done in the past year. And maybe it was a newly implemented program or it was something that we had expanded upon or enhanced.
Let's talk about what are some of the things that you submitted in Move More.
One of the things we submitted in the Move More category was all of the opportunities we have for people to be physically active in Cass County. We here, specifically in looking at Atlantic, we have a really strong Parks and Rec department. Seth is always doing things to look at expanding the Shilbergs area. He's added flag football. There's horseshoes now you can play at Sunnyside Park. We have an 18-hole disc golf course. If you've never played disc golf, get out and try, and that's a great workout, walking up and down those hills. Another item we highlighted was Laura Canning's work with Cass County Conservation. She's constantly doing different fun family activities. If you've ever wanted to try stand-up paddle boarding, you can do that in Cass County. She also has lots of fun kind of themed hikes around holidays. She has like Halloween hikes and snowshoe hikes in the winter. She just has a whole host of programs to get, and they're family friendly and free. You can go out and do these things at little to no cost. We also highlighted other things like Healthy Cass County developed the walking maps, if you've seen those. We developed maps just to encourage people to get out and walk in their own environment.
And those aren't just Atlantic. We're talking Cass County.
Yes, there's a map for all 8 towns within Cass County, and those were so popular we had to reorder more. So that was something else we highlighted for physical activity in the Wellmark application.
Okay, so choose one of the other areas. Eat well, that was one of them.
We did apply for, we had 2 different tactics, I should say, in the Eat Well categories, and that was establish a farm-to-school program as well as offer and promote locally or regionally grown foods. Our farm-to-school planning project was probably one of the strongest pieces that we felt for our application. Cass County had received a USDA farm-to-school planning grant. This grant hired a coordinator, and then that coordinator worked countywide through all 3 of our school districts to form, you know, local school coalitions, find stakeholders in each of those communities. They had gardens at each of the schools. The kids grew their own produce. The kids ate their own produce. So that was a really, really successful program. In addition to that, we highlighted all of the kind of local foods initiatives we have in Cass County. We have a number of community-supported agriculture programs, CSAs is what you've probably heard it called for short, as well as Produce in the Park, Harvest Market, and we have a number of other farmers markets in the area as well. But we really highlighted those as those are eating well. We encourage people to buy the fruits and vegetables grown locally at those events, but it also kind of fit into the Feel Better category where we're encouraging social interaction with your friends and your neighbors and getting to know people and joining in community events too.
I'm thinking in the Feel Better category, there are people going, what does that mean? That there were some things you included that we maybe just sort of take for granted?
I absolutely think so. If you think of the interaction you get when you go to these community events, the Feel Better category, we highlighted what they called a tactic was community spaces for social interaction. And if you look, there's a lot of things. Most of our libraries are doing events for everyone from, you know, little mom and toddler groups, clear up to older adults. They have groups as well. The American Legion Building has hosted tons of events over the past year. We have local retirement communities that have done a lot to have different book clubs and quilting clubs and those sorts of things. As well as, again, I'm going to highlight Atlantic Parks and Rec, but they have a dog park now. They hosted an event called Doggy Dip, where you could take your dog swimming at the pool on the last day of the season. They held movies in the park for free for families, as well as, you know, looking at Shelburgs again. They added playground equipment, they added picnic shelters, and have really just tried to make that a place where people want to go and walk and spend time with people.
So if you haven't been to some of those places, well, I don't know, depends on the weather, but you mentioned snowshoeing. I know that Laura is doing snowshoeing, and I'm guessing maybe not when it's 30 below wind chill, but there are still people out walking at Shelburgs, and other towns have walking areas too. So lots of things that are available. So I guess maybe by the time we're talking, maybe we will have heard what the results are. And if so, I know we'll let people know that. But there were a relatively small group of people who put this together. And I know that you talked to a lot of other people to make this happen. But one of the comments that I heard from you folks was how much you all learned.
That's true. As there was a group of, maybe 5 of us that sat down and wrote this application, and like you said, we pulled in a lot of data and that kind of thing from other programs, because we're not the only ones doing things in Cass, and we're just the ones that put words on paper of all the great things going on. But I think we even stood back and said, wow, we look kind of good here in Cass County, and we felt like we had a pretty strong application. And obviously Wellmark felt the same if we were one of the finalists in the entire state of Iowa.
So, and that's an important point to make, that Even if we don't end up being the top, we're one of the finalists, and all this good work continues. That's not going to quit because it wasn't depending on a Wellmark grant at this point. So things will move forward, and we just encourage people to keep on thinking about this healthy hometown and meaning county.
Correct. Absolutely. And join us for Healthy Cass County. We meet once a month, the second Monday of the month at noon at Public Health, and all are welcome to attend, whether you're a business representative or just a community member that's interested in advancing your health or your neighbor's health. We invite all to attend.
Okay. Thank you very much, Beth Olson, who heads up the public health program in Cass County. And until next time, here's a thought. If you want to be healthy, have a good bed and have good shoes, because if you're not in one, you're probably in the other.